The next patient is Cynthia Hill. The last name is H-I-L-L. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that has been with a long battle against cancer, period. The patient has remained with the serum creatinine that is oscillating between 1.5 and 1.7 with an estimated GFR of 32 to 35 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. The patient had an albumin creatinine ratio that was 103, that was slightly elevated. And the protein creatinine ratio was 361, which is also in the lower side, period, because of the decrease in the estimated GFR. The patient is not a candidate for SGLT2 inhibitors or the administration of Kerendia, period. The patient is taking Losartan, period. Number two, the patient has anemia related to the presence of CKD, stage 3B, and or the treatment with chemotherapy for the breast cancer. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypomagnesemia. This time the serum magnesium is 1.5. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. She's taking 2,000 international units of vitamin D, 3, period. Following number, hyperparathyroidism, status postparathyroidectomy that was done in 2020. The PTH remains slightly elevated and will continue to monitor it. Following number, the patient has a single kidney. The patient has a right nephrectomy that was associated to relapsing urinary tract infections and the presence of adrenal carcinoma. Following number, breast cancer that was initially treated with Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A, and P-A-C-L-I-T-A-X-E-L. The recent PET scan has shown a relapse of the kidney in the abdominal cavity lower part. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control, but following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has a body weight of 142 pounds, 6 pounds heavier than the last visit, with a BMI of 27. Period paragraph. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph. I invested 12 minutes of the time reviewing the PET scans, the imaging, and the information gathered from the other doctors, and review of our own information. In the face-to-face, we invested 18 minutes in the documentation, in the EMR, 7 minutes.